Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to learn, if you want smart kids, have them learn Talmud. No joke. So we'll say a blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvot Tavetzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. And believe it or not, our text today is from the newspaper. David Brooks wrote a column called The Difference in Moral and Cognitive Learning. And he talks about the difference between the way American students learn and Chinese students learn. But it has to do with Talmud, so just bear with me and you'll see, okay? So, let me just read you some of what he has to say. All right. It talks about the difference between the Chinese super student, right, and the American slacker prototype. All right. So, Lee, which is the test case that he's looking at, wound up marrying an American, moved to the States, and became a teacher. She was stunned. American high school students had great facilities, but they didn't seem much interested in learning. They giggled in class and goofed around. This contrast between the Chinese super student and the American slacker could be described with the usual tired stereotypes. The Chinese are robots who unimaginatively memorize facts or score well on tests. The Americans are spoiled brats who love TV but don't know how to work. But Lee wasn't satisfied with those cliches. She spent her career, first at Harvard and now at Brown, trying to understand how Asians and Westerners think about learning. The simplest way to summarize her findings is that Westerners tend to define learning cognitively, while Asians tend to define it morally. Westerners tend to see learning as something people do in order to understand and master the external world. Asians tend to see learning as an arduous process they undertake in order to cultivate virtues inside the self. In Chinese culture, the heroic scholar may possess less innate intelligence, but triumphs over hardship. Lee argues that Westerners emphasize the aha moment of sudden insight, while Chinese are more likely to emphasize the arduous accumulation of understanding. American high school students tease nerds. Well, there is no such concept in the Chinese vocabulary. Western schools want students to be proud of their achievements, while the Chinese emphasize that humility enables self-examination. Western students often work harder when you praise them, while Asian students work harder after you criticize them. And in his final paragraph, he notes, I just note that cultures that do fuse the academic, that is the American, and the moral, the Chinese, like Confucianism or Jewish Torah study, produce these awesome motivation explosions. It might be possible to champion other moral / academic codes to boost motivation in places where it is absent. Okay, so he's basically coming back to the idea of exploring why the heck are Jews so smart? Why are there so many Nobel Prize winners? Okay, and maybe what is it about studying Talmud, which is really the core of it, that causes a person to develop incredible intellectual and moral skills? Okay, This is what I want to tell you about studying Talmud. Talmud was designed to be difficult to understand. Believe me, these guys were really smart. If they had wanted to create a simple, easy to follow code or recipe of how to do Jewish and be Jewish, they could have written it. But that's not what they wanted to do. They wanted to create a document so difficult that you had to struggle to understand it, that you had to have a teacher. That is what they wanted you to have, that experience, A, of struggling, and B, having a teacher. Because a good teacher provides you with the most selfless love you will ever experience, right? A good teacher wants you to exceed their own deeds, their own accomplishments, right? They just want the best for you. And really nothing much in exchange. So studying Talmud, wrestling with it, trying to understand what it says, looking for the meanings in it, right? Really examining it and exercising your mind. This is good discipline, whether you're a kid or an adult. But if you teach that method to kids early on, you will exercise sort of, I don't know how to say it, but exercise muscles in their brain that wouldn't develop otherwise. Plus, you have the added bonus that the material itself is talking about spiritual and ethical principles by which to live your life. In other words, basically the culture of Judaism in terms of studying Talmud is has both the American, oh, let's discover something system, and the Chinese, let's struggle to understand something that's really difficult system. So even though Talmud is hard, I want you to keep learning it. But I want you to understand that if you experience it as difficult, that's okay. As a matter of fact, you're doing it correctly then. They wanted you to have that experience. They wanted you to have to churn through the text to understand it. Okay? That's what they're looking for. And the more you study, and particularly if you study every day, it's sort of like having a personal trainer come and exercise your brain every day, which is good for your brain. It's good for you. All right? So go get him, gang. Go get him. Exercise your brains. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.